This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and this morning Dan Van Ospelican, member for Stewart, was at Solomontown Beach chatting about TLAP, of course the lead abatement program in Port Pirie. Dan joins me right now. How's it going?
Yeah, good morning, Jordan. Good morning. A really important topic. Thanks for bringing on your program.
So what was discussed this morning?
Well, the key thing that we're announcing this morning is that we will have a new key leader for the TLAP program. I'm very pleased to announce that Peter Dolan, who is currently the 2IC in the EPA for the state, Environmental Protection Agency for the state, is going to head up TLAP. He starts in a few weeks. And very importantly, he's actually moving to Port Pirie from Adelaide to actually take up this very important role.
Well, that's good to hear. And of course, the EPA have had a fair bit to do with Port Pirie over the years as well.
Yes, and look, the TLAP, the Targeted Lead Abatement Program, is something that's run between the Nearstar company and the state government. And I really do want to thank everybody who's been involved in the leadership of that program over the last several years. This is something that was set up by the member for Frome and the former Labor government. But I've got to say, while they have certainly made a positive contribution, I'm not satisfied with the results that the program has delivered so far, and I'm taking responsibility for this as the lead minister, and we are going to make some changes which will build on the good work that was done before, but we need to make sure that we get better results in Port Pirie.
And that's fair enough too, considering I guess the blood lead levels for children in Port Pirie haven't quite improved over the last reporting round, and of course the air exposure as well hasn't quite improved.
Yeah, and you know, this is not something that you can play around with, not something that you can take chances with. We've given the program that the former government put in place as much opportunity to deliver as much as it can. It has helped, but it has not helped enough. And you know, enough's enough. The Marshall government and myself as the lead minister are going to step in, make some changes. And one of the key changes is going to be a new senior leader. And I couldn't be happier than having Peter Dolan take up this role. It's very important to me that he's moving to Port Pirie to do this. He will live in the community full time. And the other thing that we're going to do is get the Port Pirie Regional Council more involved as well. Previously, it was something that the government and the company ran themselves. They are the two funding bodies, and that will continue to be the case. But I'm making sure that the local council has a voice around the table as well, which I believe is very important.
And how do we see new leadership in TLAP, in that role, going to be making huge differences?
Well, look, we've got to let Peter get into the job. We're announcing that he's coming to the job today. We're announcing he's coming to Port Pirie. He's not in the job yet. I've certainly, myself, got some suggestions for him. And we are still working on this very, very collaboratively with Nearstar. You know, of course, they are a key partner in this. And hugely responsible, and they take that responsibility very, very seriously too, and doing everything that they can. So between our government, between the company, between the council, and this extremely experienced person, you know, second in charge of the EPA, I'm confident that we will see some positive changes for the people of Port Pirie. The people of Port Pirie and the families of Port Pirie deserve to see better results than we've had over the last several years with the program that we inherited.
No worries. Well, Dan, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you very much, Jordan.
That was Dan Van Ospelican, Minister for, well, I should say Member for Stewart on your Classic It's Breakfast.